Good evening. This is Joan.
And this is John. Hope everybody, again, is doing well this evening. And as always, in our wonderful little Archangel teleconference and Ask the Archangels, this is our June one, and we look forward to having a fun evening. And Joan tells me that Archangel Gabriel, that wonderful soul, will be with us, and of course that is exciting. Now, the Archangels have requested that questions only be about this evening's topics and be short and concise so that everyone has a chance to ask a question. And when you make the questions about tonight's topic, of course, our friends can expand the teachings for you and the entire group. That's where we're going to go this evening until we run out of time. Joan's going to bring through Archangel
Gabriel.
Gabriel, let's everybody take a deep breath and help Joan bring this wonderful Archangel to us this evening.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. I come from the vast realms of the Archangels, and I am here this evening to be with you and to answer some of the questions that you might have in relation to what is happening on your beautiful Earth and the amount of light frequencies that are now present, the alterations that are taking place both physically and non-physically are immense. Your physicality is being altered by these frequencies of light, transforming the carbon-based dense body into light through a crystalline silicone form, which is very compatible with the biology of the body. You know, not just any element can replace that carbon and still maintain the integrity of your biology, which is necessary. This is the vehicle that you navigate the earthly plane. So within that vehicle, you have the composition of the body, of the biology. You have the neurology of the body that transmits and receives very refined thought energies. It also is part of your mental-emotional expression in that neurology, allowing you to create from the higher mind, from your higher mind, in integrity and in full alignment with that beautiful Christed expression. Your emotional body that is being altered, all that fragmentation and the split between the mental and emotional body is being healed and unified so that the emotions that you choose can be from that more refined state, from a different level, rather than the old fear, separation template of third dimension. So there is a lot happening on planet Earth. We have been with you for a very long time, beloveds, because we are so devoted to your evolvement. We would never leave you in the denseness of third and fourth dimension as you struggled to evolve your consciousness, as you struggled to alter a very rigid template. So we have been here all along, supporting you, loving you into this new era. And we are so delighted at what we see. Even though sometimes your media likes to glorify some of the things that are happening in these days of change that evoke great rage, anger, and a lot of aggression, I assure you that this is all part of the change to bring into the forefront that more unified template, that template based in love. As you know, it is appalling to you when these things occur. Because they are of such magnitude, it is hard for you to ignore them. But many of you, most of you, in fact, as you watch this, as you observe what is happening in certain places on your earth where there is a lot of violence, you make a resolve within you, silently, that you will change the way in which you create on earth, that you will not be influenced by such happenings, but hold that center of light that you have cultivated and created within you. And this speaks volumes for each one of you, because you have traveled this transformation path for a very long time. And even though you sometimes cannot see the results of what you have accomplished, it is there. These events are not isolated in some regards, but they are not the totality of what is truly happening on your planet. The media has no desire to publicize this, to publicize the wonderful occurrences of creation that are happening in your world, the wonderful compassion and empathy humanity has for each other, and the recognition in humanity, in a great portion of humanity, that this separation template must end, and that there must be no more judgment and prejudice because of race, religion, or culture. These things were never present in humanity 100 years ago of your time. This type of consciousness was not there, but now it is. And even though the media isn't showing that to you, I ask you to know that you are making a significant difference, both for yourself and for the collective consciousness of humanity. Things are changing. But all of the negative programming has to surface first and be eliminated. And that is happening. So this is very stressful on some occasions to many of you as you view it. But always hold in your heart, knowing that I came to tell you, I came to deliver a message that what is surfacing is being eliminated, and that you have made a great difference in Earth and to humanity. And you are no longer in the minority. The numbers are escalating daily, monthly, yearly, and things are changing. We archangelics are with you always. So that said, I would like to now open this part of the conference and invite you all to participate in a conversation with me so that you can voice your opinion, you can ask questions, and we can have a wonderful conversation.
Thank you, Dr. Gabriel. That was such an appropriate message. We truly appreciate that. Thank you so much. Now, we have a few folks that have sent in questions, so I'm going to kick it off with asking some of the questions for these folks. The first lady says that I have put much effort into waking up my chakras, but they still feel quite unmoved. Can the angels advise me what I can do and if it's really essential for me to become whole, to have my chakras working this way?
Beloved, your chakra system is your energy system, which provides you with more refined frequencies in your body to alter the body, just as I have been talking about in this conversation. But you must understand that things are changing within you, that those chakras are functioning. They may be moving slower than you would like to observe, but they are spinning, and they are spinning in beautiful light. What is needed as you work with these chakras is to work with the heart chakra a little more so that you aren't so hard on yourself, or that you don't continue to hold thoughts that are limiting to you. But recognize that you have devoted the time and the energy to working with those chakras, accelerating their spinning so they emanate beautiful light throughout your body, throughout your energetic system. And they are functioning. I can see them in you. So allow yourself to see your beauty and the light that you emanate. It is there. You just hadn't noticed because you are very invested in the struggle. Let go. Surrender into this beautiful light that you've been creating. Recognize that you have been successful. And when you do this, when you rest in that, the love in your heart expands and you begin to see the beauty of your energetic system.
Thank you, Gabriel. Our next questioner would like to know the difference between speaking in tongues and speaking light language, and she explains. She began speaking in tongues when she was a part of a church group many years ago, and then she left that group. Now this language has become part of her experience again, but the dialects have changed, none of which she understands. Could you please help clarify that for her?
Yes. Speaking in tongues and light language are the same. They just have a different view through a belief system. Speaking in tongues in certain groups are considered gifts of the Holy Spirit. And this is a form of light language. There are many different dialects, as you know, in light language, but they all carry very specific and refined energies. One is not better than another, but they are used according to your state of consciousness, what type of energetic frequencies that are needed to evolve your consciousness and to change and alter the frequencies of the body. Light language has an energetic to it that is based in sound templates that are part of the creative mechanism. Light, color, sound are all part of a manifestation mechanism that bring these refined energetics and make them usable within form. Now, understand that you may not comprehend fully what the dialect that is coming through your voice. But I assure you, your body knows and your consciousness knows. Sometimes as you speak it, if you just kind of rest into it and surrender into it, thoughts will occur to you about that meaning. It may not be in language as I am speaking to you, in specific thought or sentence structures, but there will be thought forms, ideas that occur to you. These beautiful emanations come from the angelic realms that are very much a part of source energy and the way is it is expressed in the world of form through these sound currents. So continue to use this language of light. Speak it often and just allow the thoughts to come to you. They will, and you will understand. These particular dialects are not familiar to you because they are not related to a specific genre that was used in a more rigid belief system. It doesn't make it less than, better than, or not correct. It is just a dialect that was used for that specific purpose to hold very closely these energetic templates that were useful to those who were involved in those gatherings. They were useful because all of these light languages emanate from the more refined realms of source energy.
Good, thank you. I even understood that. That's wonderful, thanks. Our next listener writes in that, and this is a little esoteric, I think, but the perception of higher dimensions or archangels or larger realities seem to take place in the mind's eye, formerly associated with imagination or visualization. It maybe includes something like a feeling center associated with the heart. So how can this person tell between true perception and imagination?
Imagination opens the door to vision, not perception, but vision. Not necessarily seeing with your physical eyes a vision, but vision to begin to understand and know yourself from that vaster level where all creation is unified, whether it's physical or non-physical. This centers in the heart, in the sacred heart, and it is also a part of the mechanism of the third eye and the pineal gland, which brings to you a knowing. You have a feeling of that, but it is more connected with the knowing of the truth of something or the vast expression that takes place at those levels, not just from the archangels, but from that vast creative realm of source energy. So, as I've spoken of previously about the chakra system, how important that is, but also the frequency that is being developed, the frequency ranges within the movement of those chakras, producing great emanations of light frequencies, so that you begin to use these very important centers of the third eye, the pineal, the medulla center, the sacred heart, and use them proficiently in the creative mechanism, knowing yourself at a completely from a different format, not as the individual in a body, but as this vast spirit who has come into the body to experience itself from that individual expression. It is still a divine expression, but to navigate with the body and expressing yourself from that vaster spirit level. So this is the importance of having not just imagination, but vision, and beginning to acquire a knowledge, a consciousness of yourself from that vaster perspective. So in that vision, there is no, how you tell the difference between perception and some of the lower aspects of the mental mind is that there's always attachment or a need for a certain outcome, for it to be a certain way. In this vast vision, you are tapping into your higher mind, the mind that is very aligned with the source of your being in that vaster spirit perspective. So there is no limitation in that. There isn't an attachment to a specific outcome. It's just an exploration of a vaster level of yourself. And this will open many, many doors to your conscious awareness of yourself from that divine perspective.
Super. Thank you. Now, our last listener has sent in a couple of, to me, very interesting questions. This is a little long, but I don't think you'll be really confused. The question is, in the number of dimensions we have been given in order to work with our English language and rational minds, is there some degree of individuality in the 12th dimensional template Earth was formed in, or is it all collective? Other teachings have implied that from, let's say, the 7th, 3rd, or the 9th dimensions and higher, there is no individuality, only collective consciousness, and yet we have been told beings came to Earth at a 12th dimensional level to experience individuality. So, obvious, a little confusion, and maybe you could help with that.
Yes. There is confusion. Let us begin at that denser level of third, fourth dimension. At that level, you can only be aware of yourself from that separated viewpoint of an individual in a body, separate from everything else, separate from God, separate from each other, separate from the different cultures, races, on and on and on, because of the nature of the energetic template in play. So at that level, yes, it is true. It is just an individual expression. Now, at the other end of the spectrum, when Earth was first created by great beings of light, it was created in a 12th dimensional format that reflected the perfection of Christ consciousness. And great beings came to experience this 12th dimensional experience that had two things in play, and they operated simultaneously. There was no polarity. So they came to experience themselves as that divine expression as an individual. And they also came fully comprehending and aware of themselves as part of a vast collective consciousness. And they never, ever operated from any other awareness other than that full consciousness of themselves as a collective consciousness having an experience as a divine individual, creating in that experience. So throughout the dimensions, the dimensional expressions, which are configured in time-space continuums and allows that individual creation, there are various levels of consciousness available. Of course, at that third, fourth dimensional level, the only consciousness aware that you are aware of is your individual separated consciousness. Now that humanity is entering that fifth dimension, you are beginning to be aware of that there is a vaster aspect that you are wanting to get to know. And that brings forth the awareness of such a thing as a collective consciousness. You still are not in full comprehension of how that can operate simultaneously. But there are many of you that are working with those fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional templates to bring that consciousness more fully into a coherent state within your body, which means that as you create from that divine individual perspective, you also create from the collective consciousness of which you are. So as you navigate through the dimensions, through various sequences of time-space, that as you evolve, eventually that full consciousness of the operation and creation that you are capable of operates simultaneously from two perspectives. One not better than the other, but they operate together. You know yourself from that vaster level, and you choose very precisely how you create from that collective consciousness and apply it in an individual experience through the body, through walking the earth.
Super. Thank you. This next question is concerned, and I'll paraphrase it, it's basically at what dimension does the, let's say, the so-called dark forces no longer, they're no longer able to exist. The direct question is there some time at fifth dimension where the so-called dark forces can no longer exist, or is it at a higher level?
It's more at that seventh dimensional level. Now you are noticing that you have command, sovereignty over your body, over your thoughts, over your emotions, and you can repel those negative influences. You have an understanding that you have the power to do this, to eliminate that from your energetic field. But you are still sometimes bothered with it until you reach more of a fully conscious state in that seventh, eighth dimension.
Thank you. And her last question is, when we create light in the pineal, does that mean we are creating differentiated light for specific applications, or are we actually able to create undifferentiated light?
You are created differentiated light to make it applicable in your creation in a body on earth. Undifferentiated light is of source. There is no separation, no differentiated state in that undifferentiated light. It is pure energetic light and love of source. But in that creation of the differentiated light in the pineal, you draw from the purity of source energy, of source undifferentiated love and light. And when it is brought through, there is a mechanism that some of you have learned in that compression state, compressing the undifferentiated light through the second triad, which the third eye, the pineal, and the medulla center are involved in that compression, where you compress the refined, undifferentiated light and make it applicable in a denser dimension for you to use.
Good. Okay, well, that's the last of our questions from our listeners who are not going to be available. So let's go to the listeners who are listening this evening, and you're on with Gabriel. So just jump in and we'll put you on.
Thank you very much. And I started to remember something about the past, and I want to ask you, our special team of the souls that moved from the planet to planet and help our civilization, different civilization, to ascend? Or is this my imagination?
You mean there are different cultures?
It's like special team of the soul, souls who help civilization on a different planet to ascend. Or is it just my fantasy?
No, it is not your fantasy. There are definite teams of beings from various planetary systems that are assisting Earth and humanity in the ascension. Some of them are Arcturian. Some of them are Pleiadian. Some of them are Assyrian. But there are many groups of collectives that are very devoted to Earth and to humanity. And they do repeatedly come and assist humanity in these times of transformation. Very definitely. That is not your imagination.
I'm asking about us, the special group of advanced soul.
Oh, you are asking about you. As
yes,
being
me
one of
and,
those and
others who is helping us to ascend right now.
Yes, there are groups who do work with various cultures, with humanity. And they do work, some more consciously than others. Obviously, you are awakening to that consciousness, that you are one of those that are there to assist different parts of humanity in this ascension process. Much of that is done in the sleep state, when the body is at rest, and the spirit, the consciousness, the spirit of who you are, that vaster level, can transverse all time space and influence through the light that you carry many who are embodied.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Okay. You're next up with Archangel Gabriel.
First, I wanted to thank you for being here.
So welcome. I'm delighted.
I wanted to have you comment on the upcoming solstice and the energy that's completing and the energy that is coming through for it, if you don't mind.
Well, these are very auspicious times, as you well know, and the alignments are energetically potent. So this upcoming solstice prepares you for further escalation of your consciousness and fuller changes that are being made within the body to upgrade the body to a more crystalline silicone-based template. So they also prepare you for the remainder of the year. Because this is the season for you to begin to flower in that consciousness, in those changes. So as the time goes by, or as the different influxes and influence of the various planetary systems move within the solar system and within the Earth's orbit, it allows for that flowering through that influence of the different planetary systems, so that come the fall solstice, you begin to have a fuller awareness of what you've accomplished, how you have altered, how you have transformed, and it becomes a lot more conscious. And when you are able to see that, you stop struggling, because it's in the struggle that you build up resistance. So it allows you, these energetics, even though some of you feel them as very intense energetics of change, which they are, but if you can just relax into this change, knowing that you are fully supported, the energetics are in perfect alignment for this transformative process to continue. If you will rest in that, even though these energies seem to be intense, change your mind about what intense means to you. It's just refined. It's very refined, potent energy that you can use as you create with your thoughts and your feelings. So rather than intenseness, feel the power and the potency of them. And this continues throughout the summer months in this hemisphere of the world, so that as fall comes in and you begin to harvest what you have created and you become aware of what changes you have created, what changes you have facilitated just by staying centered and holding your light. So these are beautiful times that will continue. And these alignments will continue to reinforce what humanity has begun, this great process of ascension.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Okay, you're next on with Gabriel.
Hi, Archangel Gabriel.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So my question is, you were speaking to a previous caller about when we are working with the undifferentiated love and light, which I felt committed to doing since we started this process. And while I feel like I'm guided to work with this light and send it to specific places, when she asked about the level of, like, whether it's undifferentiated or differentiated, when we choose places that we want to have this light be, because I consider myself a light worker,
mm-hmm.
Is it okay to choose some place like a fracking site that we feel truly needs the attention and the light as a place that is okay? Do you understand?
I do, and you are assisting the Earth to maintain its beauty and integrity. So by all means, in your creativeness, it is in your intention and your attention to send that differentiated light that you are creating, because it is the undifferentiated light of Source is being compressed and made usable for a specific application, which is to help alter the consciousness of those who are destroying the integrity and the beauty of Earth.
Right.
So by all means, yes, conform a very specific intention apply the light to a specific area.
Yes. And this is what I've been guided to do, and I feel like I just have to trust and know that I'm being asked to do it. I just am never certain that it's always the right thing, but it feels right, and I'm usually guided very appropriately, so I want to be certain that it's the true light and just not my desire, if that makes sense.
Yes. Now, two things, dear one. It's not about so much about the truth of it, but it's about knowing, trusting yourself and knowing that this is what you are called forth to do. Also notice in the energetics of using that differentiated light for a purpose that there is no attachment at that pure, rich frequency level. No attachment to an outcome.
No
expectation. Just pure creative light being sent from the heart of who you are, that sacred heart. And in that consciousness, there is a knowing. It's not about right. There is a knowing. It is done. I have done what I felt was necessary at this time.
Yes, and that's the feeling I get when I do it. So
yes,
I think I'm in alignment with the...
You are in full alignment, but adjust your languaging around that because it's the languaging that helps you continue to reinforce. So it's in that trust and the knowing, not in any kind of doubt.
Okay, yeah.
Or not seeking the truth of it.
And just continuing to have confirmations from you and the other archangels and angelic realm helps so much just to know that, yes, we can trust the guidance we get to do this work.
Thank you for your question.
Thank you very much, Archangel Gabriel.
You are very welcome.
Okay, who's next on with Archangel Gabriel? Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Steve. Hello, Archangel Gabriel. How are you tonight?
Just fine. And you?
Oh, most wonderful. Thank you. So I actually have just kind of a, just want to relate my experience as opposed to ask a specific question, but it's interesting. I'd like to hear anything you might have to say about it. For the past several years, I have just been extremely happy, just very positive, not to say I haven't had my moments of fear or negativity, but largely I've just been extremely happy and so pleased to be living life on Earth. That also has held true for my physical body. For the past 8 years, I have not been sick in any way, even slightly, with a cold or anything. So that in itself seems surprising to me. But also, whereas, say, 10 years ago, I would do various exercises to stay in shape and whatnot, over the past number of years, several years, I have dropped off doing anything in the way of trying to keep myself in condition, and I'm in perfect condition. I'm 58 years old, and I feel like I have the body of a 35-year-old. It looks like that. It feels like that. I don't feel like I'm aging anymore, whereas you could have asked me that 10 years ago, and I would have said, yeah, I'm getting old, you know, back when I was in my 40s. Now I don't feel that anymore. So I'm most pleased with that. I'm kind of curious, is this the onset of the light body, or do you have an explanation for that?
Well, yes, you have the beginning stages of an operational light body, number one. Number two, you have developed a state of consciousness that is beyond the influence of any third or fourth dimensional energetic template. So you are now operating in that higher level or that more refined level of a very unified mental-emotional body where you access thought through your higher mind and you connect in with the mind of Source often. Your emotions are used very specifically, not from that lower level of a separated consciousness, but from peace, joy, harmony. And you have a great ability to hold that level of energetic in your emotions. You are not disturbed very often by negativity of others. You see it for what it is, and you realize it has no relationship to who you are or your chosen path. That said, this influences the body greatly because you are not producing stress and resistance in the body through your thoughts and your emotions. Many humans do not understand the effect of their mental emotional body and how that affects the health and well-being of their physical body, because it is through the lower thoughts and lower emotions that this great resistance is created within the body, within the organs of the body, and the functioning of the body. It alters the way the chemicals are produced and the complete coherent functioning of the body. Thus, the body ages. Once you reach a consciousness and can a state of consciousness in that more refined level and can create coherence within that mental emotional body, everything changes. Your emotional state changes and your mental state changes. So yes, your body resonates with those changes, and this is what you are seeing in yourself.
Okay, very good. Interesting.
So really you cannot separate the mental emotional component from the effects that that has on the body, the effects that that has on the way in which you create your reality. It all operates as a unit.
Very good. Thank you for that information.
You are very welcome. Thank you for asking the question.
Who's next up with Gabriel? Well, we have a quiet group this evening.
This has been a most fruitful conversation, and there are many topics that we have covered. And, of course, I think the most of these participants, of all of you gathered tonight, the main thing that seems to be on your mind is this ascension process, the energetics, what's happening to you at that mental-emotional level, what's happening to your body, what's happening to the earth, what's happening to the solar system, and the many configurations of light that are emanating far from this galaxy, transforming the galaxy, altering the universe into a more coherent, unified state.
Okay, you're on with Gabriel.
I wanted to ask about the ascension process, which you have just referred to, in that it seems, on the one hand, it's so grandiose, and the whole universe and maybe beyond is taking part of this process, and we're a part of it as humans. But on the other hand, it's individual. If you could elaborate on what, like, a human can expect in this ascension process. And when you mentioned the flowering that would be taking place this summer after the solstice, is that are you referring to ascension, or can you elaborate on that a little bit too?
First of all, ascension in your languaging is very misunderstood. It is not the end all to accomplishing a state of consciousness. You are an eternal being of light, and you are ever, ever growing and expanding in your consciousness. So there are many levels of ascension in your ability to grow your consciousness, to grow the light that you create and hold within you. So as humanity evolves out of this separated state, it's important to recognize that this state of separation was in play for eons, hundreds of thousands of years of your time, of linear time. And many who played in that separated consciousness have experienced many, many different ways of being separated from the source of their being. And it is time now for humanity to come back into a fuller realization of who they are as divine light, as beings, vast beings of light, who not, are not only individuals navigating in a body, but are also a collective consciousness. And one affects the other. As you create from that individual level, it affects the collective consciousness at all levels. So in this ascension process, you are just now, beloveds, entering that fifth dimension. It's a very important dimension because this is what allows you to comprehend and have a consciousness that you are much more than your body, that everything you have identified in the world has been related to the body, how beautiful it is, how strong it is, how powerful it is. And now you are seeing beyond that because of the influence of the energetic templates of fifth dimension that are based in unity and love, and also that give you that broader perspective. Some of you will drop your current body when you feel it has served its usefulness and go back into the fuller expression of yourself in the collective consciousness. It doesn't mean that you haven't taken an ascension. It doesn't mean that you haven't evolved a consciousness. It just means that that individual expression served its purpose for however long it was used. And you went back into the fullness of your being. You may stay in that collective state for a very long time or a short time and then decide to take another individual body to express yourself from a much larger perspective, holding a state of consciousness that you had cultivated in a previous state. So you are ever evolving. You have no limitations. There is not one specific goal where everything ends. Do you understand?
I can say, yes, I understand. Do I know it in my body? Maybe I need more experience in this, but yes, I do understand in my mind.
Yes. Just allow that to sink into your consciousness. because when you think of ascension, it is the normal state of that individual body in the fourth dimension. To comprehend that from the identity of the body, which is the part of the template of that, has been taught to you that you have to have a goal and you have to accomplish. You take this step, and you do this, this, and this, and then you attain your goal. This is much vaster, bigger than that, because you are unlimited at a spirit level. So just let that soak in. Entertain that for a while. So you won't be so... It puts a lot of pressure on you. Puts a lot of pressure on the body. So when you can rest in, you are in the process. You are navigating that with ease and grace. You attain great joy just in that. And there becomes a confidence in yourself, in your heart. You begin to know it, and you begin to see yourself entirely different.
Mm. Yes, that's beautiful. Thank you. And one other question, the gentleman that just called about his state of health and well-being, is that becoming more and more commonplace?
It's becoming more available. And it's in your choosing, your daily choices that you make on how to use your thoughts and how to use your emotions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. Thank you.
Okay. One last caller. You're on.
Hello, Archangel Gabriel. How are you?
I am very well. I am filled with light. How about you?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you. I just want to thank you for the last conversation you and I had and everything you said about the fall of consciousness and everything you said that time really created something beautiful. It created a shift. And so, first of all, I just want to thank you for being there for all of us, for humanity. I know that you're not separate. And so we are part of you. You are part of us. But still, these conversations here on this plane are so, so important for us.
Yes, they are.
I want to thank you.
You are welcome. And they are so important. They are important to us because it teaches you that you can call on us at any time, and we will always be there. We are always with you. And
now,
it teaches you that there isn't that much of a separation between our realm and yours.
Yeah. And it is beautiful to really understand, not just understand it in the mind, but to live it, to breathe it, to feel it, to know it.
Yeah.
Even though your mind says, it's not working, it doesn't matter because it's the work of the heart. Right? It's the work of the heart, and through the heart, anything is possible.
Correct.
And so I'm here in my apartment, and I talk to you, and I have found so much information about our origins. I'm remembering all these things about our origins, falling in love with our origins, creation, earth, myself, humanity. I mean, things have been revealing to me, and every time I find something that reminds, I just talk to you out loud, and I'm like, I don't know if you hear me, but I talk
I
to you.
I do, I do, and I answer you. I answer you,
you
every time.
I hear you, I don't hear you, but I know. I just talk to you anyway.
Well, that's a step. And you may not hear me with your physical ear. You just know and sense my presence. And there will be a knowing that I have answered.
And I remember that we as humanity, we used to do this we used to do so many things that were so beautiful, like telepathy, traveling dimensionally, communicating with forces, with the kingdom. There are so many things that are just coming to me as inspiration, as certainty. And I'm like, my goodness, we used to do all these things.
And we'll do them again.
And it's like, okay, there's something going on here. This is very important to remember, to know, and to understand. And it's just, there's no question in my mind that we used to do amazing things. Amazing, beyond what the mind can comprehend or want or desire or expect. We didn't create with the mind. We didn't create. We created from source. We created in unity. We created from the heart. That's the big difference. And we can go back there tomorrow, today, right now. Like, it's just that simple, even though your mind will tell you 1,000 times that it's not.
Correct. It's about cultivating the consciousness of the Sacred Heart.
Yes.
And that's what you are doing.
It is all there, Archangel. It is all there, and it's so beautiful.
Yes.
To remember that and to understand it and to feel it, not just talk about it, not just read about it, not just go to a class and have somebody else tell you what you already know.
Yes.
It's so beautiful. And
doesn't this bring you great joy?
Absolutely. You know, and I have your words in my heart. Every time I'm distracted or I get angry or whatever, I create in love. And, you know, we are celebrate the resurrection of Earth and all these things that are so vital. And it just makes sense in my heart. It just makes sense. And so, yeah, it's beautiful. It really is. And it feels natural.
It is natural.
Even though it's, oh, wow, it's like kind of new, but it's not. It's in our very fabric. We are that beautiful. We are that unity. We are that divinity. The other day I just had this thought, we are vessels of love. Those were the words. We are vessels of love.
Yes.
And so I'm like crying and I'm, you know, it's every time I talk about this, it's not, I can talk to you because you understand and you feel it in my words. It's not being more than others. It's not being superior. No, it's just, man, it's just so beautiful.
Yes, I thank you for sharing. This is wonderful to hear that you are developing, you are accepting these great influxes of light, and you are growing your consciousness. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Archangel. And I wonder, can an Archangel be in a physical body?
We usually do not take on a physical body, a life expression. That just is not what we are designed to do.
Uh-huh. Is there a reason? I'm just curious.
Because we are pure light. We are very much a part of source energy. That's why we were created, to hold the richness, the fullness, and the integrity of the undifferentiated light. We are masters of energy, but we are also devoted to humanity. And we have been with humanity for eons and eons of time to help humanity hold that integrity.
Yeah.
Of who they are at a vaster level.
Thank you. Thank you, Archangel.
I thank you very much for joining us this evening. And these were great questions, beloveds. You are becoming very, very conscious. So the questions that you have asked reflect that. They reflect the growth that has transpired just within the last 3 short years of your physical time, the integrity of the questions are totally different. It's not about saving me anymore. It's about, I know about this, I remember this, I know I am the light, but what about this? Or how can I change this? Or how can I evolve using this undifferentiated light? These are the types of questions that stimulate you to grow at a very accelerated rate and find that peace and the joy in your daily life, in the daily way that you create your reality. There is integrity here, beloveds, that you have developed within yourself. And this has become a prime importance to develop that energetic coherency in that integrity. So I thank you for being with us this evening. And we look forward to being with you again soon. Although we never leave you, understand that too. We may withdraw from this vehicle, the voice of our dear Joan, but we are always with you. Call upon us, for we love you dearly and are always willing to intercede for you, to be helpful and help you hold the integrity of your divine state. Blessings, beloveds.
Just a quick note now before you pop off. Our next Archangel session will be July the 12th, so probably, you know, just write that down on your calendar. Again, thank you all for listening, and don't forget to smile, because you know people around you will wonder what you're doing, and that's a lot of fun. Blessings.